Proper maintenance of the horse trailer and tow vehicle can help ensure everybody gets to their destination safely. In a moment, we'll give you some guidelines to safely pull onto the road. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. If you are looking at purchasing your first horse trailer, consider the following needs. Make sure the weight of the trailer, including the load of horses, does not exceed the weight limit of the towing vehicle. Smaller pulling vehicles, like sport utility vehicles, have the power to pull the load, but not to stop it, and often end up jackknifed or in a ditch when the trailer pushes it down the road. The trailer should allow ample space for the horses being hauled. A good starting place for a two-horse trailer is 7 to 8 feet high and 6 to 8 feet wide. Heavy rubber mats or a similar substitute are needed on the trailer's ramp and floors to provide traction during the loading and trailering process. Chest bars and dividing panels should have padding to eliminate injuries from horses pressing or bumping up against these items during travel. Air vents in the roof or side panels are essential to allow adequate ventilation and good respiratory health for the horse while in transit. Interior lights can be very helpful for traveling at night. Maintenance on your tow vehicle is essential, but don't forget about the trailer maintenance too. Every time you hook your trailer up, you should check that the tires are adequately inflated, have no signs of dry rot, and have a minimum of 1/4 inch tread on them. Don't forget to check the spare tire. There should be a jack for the tow vehicle and a separate one for the trailer, all in working order. Safety triangles or reflectors should also be in good condition. Be sure any ignitable flares are not stored in the horse trailer, as they pose a potential fire hazard. Floorboards are often overlooked because they are out of view, covered by mats. It is essential to lift the mats and check that there are no weak or rotted boards. Any suspicious boards should be replaced. If there are screws, bolts, or nails that have worked loose and are protruding from the inside of the trailer, they should be removed to prevent injury to the horse. Brake lights, as well as directional signals, tail, marker, and interior lights should be working and bright. Hitch welds, safety chain, and snaps should be in good repair. The receiver ball and the hitch should be greased as needed. In addition to the safety check done every time the trailer is used, annual trailer maintenance should also be done. The annual inspection should include examining the frame and spring shackles for cracks and checking electrical wiring for loose connections or frayed covering. Any rotted or rusted metal must be repaired or replaced. Grease all hinges, springs, and other moving parts requiring lubrication, and inspect them for weaknesses and cracks. Every year, the wheels should be pulled off and the bearings examined and repacked. The brakes and emergency breakaway apparatus should be inspected and confirmed to be in good working order and properly connected. Giving the horse a good ride goes a long way to reducing stress throughout the trip. One bad experience in trailering is all it takes to make a horse a bad hauler, and a bad hauler is hard to cure. Before traveling, check to see that the horse is comfortable and that ventilation is adequate. The hay bag or manger should be securely fastened and hang just above the chest height so the horse cannot become tangled in it. There should be a safe and fast release method of securing the horse's head in the trailer. Tie ropes using a quick release knot or trailer ties with quick release panic snaps will help keep the horse secure during transit. Test all doors to make sure they are secure and check that the hitch is tight. Safety chains should be in place, and all lights and brakes should be functioning in accordance with your state's Division of Motor Vehicles codes. Turns, starts, and stops should be very slow and steady. Do not exceed the speed limit. Remember to allow extra stopping distance when towing a trailer. Horses moving around and the weight of the trailer will push against the towing vehicle, requiring more space and time for it to come to a stop or reduce speed. Do not allow anyone to throw lit cigarettes or matches from the window of the towing vehicle. Wind currents often suck the cigarettes or matches into the trailer causing a fire. Check on the horse at every stop or every 3 to 4 hours. At this time, also check the hitch, safety chains, lights, and hay bags. Keep hay bags full and offer the horse a drink of water every 6 to 8 hours. Remember to never unload horses on an active highway or road. At your destination, be sure someone is near the horse if you need to tie it to the side of the trailer. The loading ramp should be up to prevent the horse from injuring its legs on the sides of the ramp or getting caught in it. If a horse is left inside a parked trailer, be sure the chest and butt bar are secure. Never leave a horse in an unhitched trailer or leave an unhitched trailer open for horses to wander into. Trailers by themselves can be very unstable and can tip over easily. Trailers are a great way to take advantage of many opportunities with your horse, but it is essential they are kept in good working order and checked with every use. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheet number 607, which is posted on the Equine Science Center website. It can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.